Asia.
Banyan. The waning power of handouts. Indian voters have begun to expect more than welfare from their politicians.
An Indian receiving any sort of benefit from the government in recent years was left in little doubt of whom to thank. Got vaccinated against COVID? Narendra Modi, the Prime Minister, beamed from the certificate. Applied for housing under a 50-year-old programme, the words Pradhan Mantri, Prime Minister, were written all over the paperwork. Received a cash injection from the state government, probably advertised by posters displaying the relevant Chief Minister's visage. Welfare politics has been a long-standing feature of India, but Mr. Modi and his Bharatiya Janata Party, or BJP, sought to perfect the art of loudly claiming credit for doling out benefits to ordinary people. For a period, it was a reliable electoral tool, establishing the Prime Minister and his party as benefactors to the poor. The BJP's rivals joined the welfarist bandwagon, hoping for a similar effect. Yet the recent election, in which the BJP lost its majority, shows that the tactic may have run its course. For a while, welfarism worked for both politicians and ordinary Indians. Mr. Modi and bigwigs in state government used the personalisation of welfare payments, food aid and subsidies to create a direct patronage link with voters, while playing down the role of bureaucrats who administer benefits and the taxpayers who fund them. Taking credit for improving people's lives helped win elections. Even those who disliked Mr. Modi's Hindu nationalism approved of his efforts to help the poor. Some 800 million Indians, or around 60% of the population, get food aid. Most voters knew someone who got a house thanks to Modiji. When politicians competed to offer more goodies than their rivals, many voters benefited. But in the election that ended in early June, the link between handouts, credit-taking and electoral success has weakened. In the year to April, the central government spent twice as much on its biggest welfare and subsidy schemes as it did in the run-up to elections in 2014 and 2019. Mr. Modi's face was plastered outside government grain shops and health clinics and all over the BJP's manifesto, which was made up of 24 Modi's guarantees and promised to continue the government's welfare programmes. Even so, the BJP's biggest losses in the election in June were in the poor, rural states where most welfare beneficiaries live. Meanwhile, in the southern state of Andhra Pradesh, the party of Y.S. Jagan Mohan Reddy, the chief minister, was wiped out in the state election. This was despite Mr. Reddy's reputation as the benefactor of poor Andhraites and as the man who had built a welfare distribution system that bypassed bureaucracy. Two explanations arise. One is that the strategy is suffering from diminishing returns, as it has become more widespread. Seeing how well it worked for Mr. Modi, others have copied it, and showy generosity has become the norm. As voters have grown used to being courted in this way, personally associating a politician with a welfare benefit is no longer a reason to vote for that candidate or their camp, but simply a minimum standard. In a survey conducted shortly after the election by CSDS Lokniti, a pollster, a huge majority of people agreed that it was the government's job to distribute cash and food. More people said they had benefited from welfare schemes than in a similar survey in 2019, and still more were likely to credit the central government. Yet the survey found a large gap between giving credit and voting for the BJP. Acknowledging the government's contribution to a scheme did not necessarily prompt a person to vote for Mr. Modi's party. The other explanation is that voters increasingly see the limits of welfare schemes. More than half of respondents told the same CSDS Lokniti survey that improving infrastructure was more important for development than extending welfare to the poor. Voters whom Banyan met on the campaign trail in the weeks leading up to the election said they were happy to get food and money from the government, but many also said that they would have preferred better jobs, better healthcare facilities, and better schools for their children. Those complaints illustrate the most fundamental problem with welfarism in Indian politics. Running high-quality schools and hospitals and creating the conditions for a vibrant private sector to produce jobs is harder, slower, and less visible than printing the Prime Minister's face on a sack of rice. But it is essential if all Indians are to thrive.